Cornerstone Church, Key Woman Daily Devotional, Renee van der Walt, Day 10. Self-doubt is a dream killer. Start with heart. Lord, as you speak, please help me listen with my whole heart. And Holy Spirit, please meet me today and make me more like Jesus. Mark 11:23. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted to him. For many years I doubted myself and my capabilities. I would overthink and over-evaluate my task or my dream, and think of all the negative outcomes. Whenever I began to doubt the dreams God had given me, I would procrastinate and eventually land up doing nothing. Self-doubt is like a judge. We are deciding the outcome in advance. In effect, we are telling God why we don't trust him or redefining what we think he meant. This doubt never allowed me to know how skilled, gifted, and talented I was. It held me back for a very long time. God has a unique way of putting dreams in our hearts that could terrify us. Those dreams are not meant to be accomplished alone. God designed them so that we can work on them together with him. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." How often do we forget that wherever he leads us, he will continue to walk with us every step of the way? I often think about Mary, when the angel appeared to her to tell her that she will be pregnant with the Son of God, that she will give birth to the one who placed the stars in the sky, the one who created the universe, that guy, and that she will carry him to the nation and he will save the world. What? That is just crazy. It sounds impossible. That would be my reaction. I love Mary's reaction. She doesn't freak out or doubt for 1 minute the things or the task that God has given her. She did not respond saying stuff like, "But I'm too young. I'm not qualified. This task is just too big for me." Mary responds in faith and obedience. Mary trusted God, which means she had a close, intimate relationship with him. And God makes provision for our shortcomings. That's what makes him so awesome. He knew the disciples would fail and mess up, but God eventually developed them into apostles who preached fearlessly, performed miracles, and taught. They were just ordinary women like you and I. God could not place a dream in your heart if he knew you could not do it. What dreams has God given you that you have doubted? Maybe it's time to go relook at it. God wants to resurrect those dreams again and bring them back to life. And God will provide the resources to carry out those dreams. Jesus loves you so much. He will not leave you hanging with your doubt. When Thomas doubted, Jesus revealed himself to him in such a way that every doubt vanished. God wants to build your understanding of him until your faith is sufficient to trust and obey him in each situation. Mark 9:23 says, "If you can," Jesus says, "everything is possible for the one who believes." Pray and ask God to reveal himself to you so that your eyes are opened, your ears can hear, and your heart can believe. And the only sure way to overcome doubt is to place your faith in the Word of God. Don't allow your five senses to dominate your thinking. You must come to a place where God's Word is more real to you than anything you can see, taste, hear, smell, or feel. When you're in doubt, refer back to the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Some journaling questions. Number one. Are there areas in your life where you have doubt and unbelief? Where are you struggling to see how God can move those mountains? If yes, write them down. Ask God to reveal himself to you like he did with Thomas until your doubt vanishes. Question 2. What dreams has God placed in your heart that you have buried? Ask the Lord to bring them back to life. Question 3. Reading God's word is the best way to overcome doubt. How often do you read and meditate on the word of God? How does the word strengthen your faith? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it's sometimes hard to believe. We live in an age of doubts and lies, and our human minds constantly demand proof. But we believe. Save us from unbelief. Please build our trust in you, and we pray that you reveal yourself to us so that our eyes are opened and our ears can hear and that our hearts can believe. Fill us with faith, we pray, Lord. Amen.